This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're joined by the voice of the 5-0 undefeated Pitt Panthers, Bill Hillgrove. Pit Breakdown with Doran and Pat, brought to you by Gatorade, available at Giant Eagle stores. Good morning to you, Billy.
Good morning, gents. How goes it?
Not bad. Not bad.
Great, partner. Great.
Billy, you beat the Chapel Hills. You finally got it done. How'd it feel? What do you think about the momentum this program's got right now?
Well, I go back to that first visit at Keenan Stadium. I believe it might have been 1974, but the one that really stung was in 79 when Hugh Green and company got beat for the only time that year. Yeah, it was a house of horrors, but I tell you what I did. I wore my Champion Lakes Pitt shirt, and, you know, Dick Groat was not real fond of the Tar Heels. Matter of fact, he poured in 48 in his final game against them. Still stands as a record, by the way. And I wore that shirt, and I think Dick helped us win that game.
Billy, have you ever seen a running back with over 100 yards receiving in two games in a season, much less win receiver of the week as a running back in the ACC?
They don't come along too often. What can I say? You know, between the quarterback and the running back, you know, and it was a team effort. You know, everybody had to contribute, and that goes, and we kept pleading in the booth, Pat. You remember, we haven't had a sack in this game. Well, guess what? That's how the game basically ended up in Pitt's favor, with Kyle Lewis making the big sack, and he got an ACC honor as a result.
Bill, how much credit do you give Pat Narduzzi for changing his stripes? I mean, going 3-9 last year, a very tough year for everybody involved with the program. But Pat Narduzzi, he goes outside the box and he hires a young up-and-comer in Cade Bell. And for the first at least five games, it's been proven a right decision. How much credit do you really give Narduzzi for just going outside the box and doing what he did and hiring a guy like Cade Bell?
Yeah, this offense is a pretty special thing. You know what I like about it? You know, he keeps the hammer down. It keeps everybody involved. It keeps everybody go, go, go. And I think, you know, that's contagious. And I think it's worked very, very well. There were, sixth in the nation in scoring. It's been a wonder to watch it. It really has been.
Bill, what do you think about the longtime conference foe Cal Bears coming in here?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Cal, your thoughts on them?
Oh, well, first of all, what jumps off the page is they're plus +8 in turnover takeaway, and they've intercepted 11 times. The one kid, Noel Williams, a transfer from UNLV, the corner, has 5 interceptions. He leads the country.
Does anybody stay at UNLV, by the way?
They're opportunistic, and they'll play takeaway. On offense, they've had their problems. They had, I think they suffered 18 sacks so far this year. And, of course, with Pitt coming off a 1-sack game, maybe the defense is licking its chops. But there's a reason that this is only a field goal game. And I think the experts think that Cal can win this. So the Panthers are going to have to come up with the same type effort as they did last week. Last week was more of a 60-minute effort. I know it went back and forth. But one thing I love about Eli Holstein, he's almost like a cornerback. He's got no memory. That pick six would have probably taken the sails out of the wind out of the sails of a lot of quarterbacks, and it didn't. He didn't let it, and I think that's one of his hallmarks.
Billy, I know you're working on your charts, and you'll probably notice that a Western Pennsylvania native is the kicker for Cal, but is only 6 of 12 on the year. Ben Saul is obviously perfect. I asked you about Ben Saul's last week, but how much of a weapon is it in a field goal game to have a kicker like him?
I think he gets to kick on Sundays. I really think he's that class of a kicker. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he's got that great leg, and he's very, very accurate. And what I love about him is you just look at him, you can tell whether the ball's good or not. It's almost like guys walking away from putts. When they hit it, they go, that's in. See you later. Let me go walk and hand this putter to the caddy. I like that about him. But, you know, he seems like a remarkable kid. I've only spent a little time around him, but, you know, and I think maybe that even speaks to the character of this whole football team. There are a lot of pretty good kids on the team, and they're enjoying being undefeated, but they know what it takes to win, and that 1-0 every week is certainly the key. Hey, by the way, the last time we played Cal was in 1966. It was out there. Pitt lost. But the memorable game was the one in 63 when the Panthers were 9-1 and uninvited. And that was the head coach of the Golden Bears at that time was Marv Levy.
Wow.
And
wow.
Guess what? Guess who the quarterback was?
Ron Cook.
He played 18 seasons in the league, many with Dallas. Craig Morton.
Wow.
So that's kind of a memorable thing that we'll get to kick around on Saturday, guys.
These longtime rivals.
Uh-huh.
Bill, great stuff. Wear the shirt again, man. See if it brings more good luck.
Well, you know, I'm H2P. There's a reason that this shirt fits me very well. I bleed blue and gold.
Yes, sir.
Bill Hillgrove.
Yes, sir.
We'll hear from you on Saturday. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
See you, Pard.
Kicker talk again.
What did you say? You said to Larry on the broadcast, if you wanted to know if the kick was good, to look at Cam Guess, who's the holder.
Yeah, if they start dapping each other up like immediately after the ball leaves the foot, you know it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who I watch because I'm sure as hell not watching the kick. That's too nerve-wracking.
Kicker. I can never see it.
Kicker
I can never
again.
See if it's ever good or not.
Hey, it matters,
talking,
dude.
Kicker, yeah.
You wish you were a kicker. That's about all you could do.
Dang. He just, wow, coming at your heart. That's all you could do?
When he kicks the game winner on Saturday, just remember where you heard it.
If he kicks the game winner on Saturday, the first thing that comes through my mind is you. And I hate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Presented by T-Mobile,
the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.